Good morning. Welcome, Lagos Talks 91.3. Time for your financial literacy program. It's time for Everyday Money Matters. Of course, have to say this because it's the law. Everyday Money Matters is a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered the financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal or business financial related issues. Not that we have that out of the way. If you have questions on how to raise money, grow money, keep money, then call any of these numbers live. There's 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also, 0809-234-5913. Also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there or our WhatsApp platform 0809-234-5913. Of course, we have our money man in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Obi Choko, good morning.
Hope you're keeping clean, bro.
Yeah, so extremely. You know, I'm crazy about these things naturally.
I know, because I was always a little worried coming to the studio.
But
everywhere's crispy,
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, crispy, disinfect. In fact, you could lick the tables right now.
Oh, really?
And I promise you, not don't. No, I'm sure nothing will happen.
Good to be here, man. God, those Instagram live stuff. Jeez. Yeah, at technology. Some point, I felt like I was babyface. And you were
Terrani. Yeah, because I was the one messing up. Anyways, these things happen. No, but it's good to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, good to be back, man. My God, Lagos, how you guys doing? Missed everybody.
Yes.
Missed everyone. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's been 6-7 weeks.
I'm telling you.
This lockdown better end.
Well, technically.
So we can make money.
Yeah, 2021.
But the world has changed, though.
It is.
I was reading an article on Bloomberg yesterday. Yeah. Amazing article. Like, they interviewed over 20 executives, like top guys. And they were basically, explaining or give an insight into what they think the world would be like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's important to read stuff like that, because then you understand, it gives you an idea of what to do, you know, what to expect in the world today. Like, so do you change your business model completely?
Exactly.
How do you treat work? I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, these days, Sadiq, are we going to see all these high-rise buildings? What do we need them anymore?
Points?
Like, are you going to have, those kind of, like, buildings? Are we going to see a lot more co-location rather than just have, like, you know, everybody in the same space
or the same building? Because there are cost implications to that, you know.
And then what's real estate going to be like? Like the kids of the generation coming up now, are they going to want to live in their own property, or they want to do Airbnb? You know what I mean? Maybe if you're looking at a world 10 years from now where people just want to just stay in a place for 3 months and just leave and then move to another place for another 3 months and then move and like that, and never just want to be in one spot.
Rolling Stone.
That's the kind of world. Rolling Stone kind of world.
It's amazing how it's changing everything. I mean, even down to applications that people didn't really care about now because
It's now like that's what everybody uses now. Zoom, Skype, Teams.
I saw something yesterday. What's the name of the guy? The head of Twitter. He said that everyone's working from home forever.
It's incredible. Like, there's no point. Like, you do so much more from home.
And then for me, it's about actually the cost. Now, think about bringing people to an office, the amount it will cost for paying the utility bills, paying for the office space, and then transportation of each of your workers, saving money on their salary or yours. So it's going to be extremely cost effective for that company. But I'm just wondering if other people can do the same. Just say, you know what? No more offices, just work from home.
Well, I mean, I think that, one thing that we got to be mindful of, though, is it's worked pretty well because everybody has been at home. So you haven't had a lot of distractions. So where, like, you know, like there's no lockdown. You see that guy that's supposed to be working from home, going to the salon to have a haircut, going to watch a game somewhere.
Ingenious things I've seen where people put pictures or videos in front of their camera to make it actually look like they're there when they're not.
Oh my God.
Not to say that I've done it before, but I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
Yeah. People are doing that. You have a Zoom meeting, you take a recording of yourself, like you're at the meeting, leave, and then play that recording in front of your laptop camera. Don't look at me like that. I haven't done it yet.
People do that.
I'm telling you. It's a skill.
I mean, I guess that's just what we have to be able to like fix. But I mean, it's pretty easy with technology. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you can always have this location mapping and where you are and
so
stuff like that. It's the new world. And you got to be able to like, you know, pivot your business into these things. Adapt, change, adjust.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the hard bit, honestly. Adaptation. I was speaking to my wife, I was just talking about the fact that now you're going to see the real entrepreneurs. They're not the people who heard about a business platform and copied it. People who can actually develop and change. Because I think that's what it's really all about.
Exactly.
You know, looking at the environment around you and adapting your business to it. I've seen some people do it brilliantly over the past couple of weeks. Others, not so much. But hey, if you have questions on how to or where to, hey, you know, maybe
kind of
start
interesting
here.
Though, I was reading from the CEO of Uniqlo. You know, Uniqlo, that's the sportswear. And he said something kind of interesting. He said that he didn't think because of, you know, coronavirus, the way people sort of go out now, network now has changed completely. And, and as such, he's got to also, you know, let me read it in his words. It says, people will go out less, be at or near their homes and spend more time with their families. We will think about our clothes in this way so that people feel less stressed.
Nice.
When the world changes, clothing will change accordingly.
As well.
I mean, like, you gotta be able to adapt.
You have to.
You know?
You have to. Honestly, you have to. And I've heard
some
people.
Or die, man.
Yeah, I've heard some people do brilliant things. Like, yesterday we had the SME doctor on Morning Digest and he spoke about an idea some guys had. And I thought, my goodness, brilliant. Apparently, some guys in the States, probably they had an issue with getting monies to their people in Nigeria. So they set up this network where if you want to send money to people that, as in send food, not the money, the food directly to people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can't leave the state. You can't fly down to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They have a network that can help you do that, obviously for a fee. But that's adaptation. That's saying,
so they pay someone the money person go gets
so
the food.
So you're in America, you pay money to them in America. They have a network in Nigeria. That person procures the food. Everything and then delivers it to that person, be it a grandmother, family member in the village or all that. And I just thought, man, that's a need and someone has fulfilled that need using the internet. I just thought brilliant.
Incredible. Absolutely world, man. Brilliant. So what are your questions?
Yes,
what do you
want
answered?
Yes. Well, I know a lot of people are going to be talking about investment, but let's look at the questions right now. Don't forget, you can send your questions into social media. We'll take them. But let's start with this one. It says, with regards investing in mutual funds in Nigeria, what tips or indicators should the average investor be looking out for when making decisions with mutual funds, management companies to go with?
So, returns. Why are you putting your money in anything? You want to make money out of it. Yeah. So you got to look at mutual funds that give you returns that are higher than average.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
Returns that are higher than inflation.
Okay.
Right. That's and right. Then that's two. And then returns that are higher than your cost of money. So everybody has got a cost of money. So like, I mean, what did it cost you to have that money?
Okay.
Right. So, you've got a bunch of mutual funds out there not doing too well at the moment because of the way the market is.
But
you still got some that are doing better than average. So you got to look at that mutual fund that's done better than average over the last, say, 3 to 4 years.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the kind of mutual fund you want to put your money in because you're pretty sure that they would always do, you know, they'll do better.
At least
you can
get
only
something.
Know that from history. Historically.
Okay.
Yeah, and then look at the fund, look at their records as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the fund managers?
Mm-hmm.
Are they very, you know, like smart set of people that can manage your money very well? And then, you know, are they constantly beating the market? Because for mutual funds, it's all about beating the market.
If it's
an equity fund, for example, and the Nigerian, you know, stock market is returning, say, 4 or 5%, and then you're saying to yourself, this mutual fund, is it doing 12%? Is it higher than that? If it's doing higher than that, then that's cool because it means that
they're making,
it's beating the market, yeah, basically. And then you look at the mutual funds compared to other mutual funds and saying, are you dusting everybody? Mm. If you're dusting everybody, that's where my money's got to be, right? And then it also depends on the kind of investments that you want to do. So mutual funds offer different kind of investments. So yes. You have the ones that do equities. You have the ones that do fixed income,
bonds
and all that. Exactly. So you get just different mutual funds offering different bouquet of investments. So you got to figure out the one that is good for you. So where exactly do you want your money to be? So the mutual funds that do fixed income, their yields or their returns are usually not as much as maybe the ones that do a lot more risk, high-risk investment.
Yeah. So next question.
What is Charles doing here?
Yes.
Oh, messed up
and everything. Yeah. we'll discuss that later.
I haven't had a haircut in a while, too, though.
Oh, him?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, he has not.
Never seen Charles with so much hair.
Yeah, you should see if he takes out, you see the beard. Oh, wow. He's gone Moses. Yeah. Moving on. Next question. Says, with regards investing in the Nigerian stock market, what is the best strategy for the average investor looking to take advantage of growth or value stocks, especially in an emerging economy like ours?
Man, this guy goes school. Oh, my God. That's a deep question.
I have to read the question again.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. No, I won't. Right. Anyways, yeah. So stocks, Nigerian stocks, what is the best strategy for the average investor looking to take advantage of either growth or value stocks, especially in the emerging markets and economy like ours?
Pretty tough, my brother. But I mean, a lot of strategies out there. You got to be very well vested in the market that you're investing in, be it Nigeria, be it, you know, foreign stocks, or be it Ghana, wherever it is that you want to invest. You got to be very vested. Mm-hmm. Vested means you got to have a lot of time for it.
Yep.
You've got to be, you know, involved in it. And then it depends. So value investing is kind of different from growth investing. So value investors are people who invest in companies that are doing pretty well, right? Okay. And then, you know, they understand the fundamentals of that company. Mm-hmm. And then they try to look for those companies like that, that have their share prices lower than their intrinsic value, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm more like a value investor. So what it means is that if I think that your dead company, what's it called again? That your dead company.
It's not a dead company.
That your dead
it's
company.
Called rentable.
Yeah, so if I think
it's
that your dead company, right,
is
trading at 5 naira, right?
Not, yeah.
But I think that is worth 10 naira.
Million.
Uh-huh. Right. 10 naira.
Oh, shit. Just saying.
10 naira per kobo.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's worth 10 naira, then, right, then it's cheaper than its intrinsic value.
Ah, so those are the kind of things.
So that's value investing. So you're not going to buy that. That
because you
that
know
company.
It's going
you
to
know that
grow.
The market would eventually recognize that it has value and then will catch up, right?
So okay. But you have to have an
it's
eye
a Warren Buffett
right?
kind of investment.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's long term.
It's kind of long term. And I read something recently, like value investments over the last 10 years has fallen short of growth. Yeah. And that's because the world is going to change. Like, we live in a world where government pumps in so much money into markets, like trillions of dollars. Government will tell you they are buying bonds. So what happens? That inflates asset prices across the world. So when government pumps in trillions of dollars and say they are buying bonds, because they want to try, you know, sustain the market.
The
they don't
market
want things to go bust. So what happens is that money just finds its way into different kind of markets, and then it just inflates asset prices. That's why you see companies like WeWork being priced at billions of dollars. Meanwhile, they don't do jack.
What do you mean they don't? Just
I don't know, but I'm like, see what's happened to them. So that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? So, but if you're going for growth stock means you're going for stocks that, you know, I was growing.
Always,
so stocks like Amazon, Google, things like
that.
So they're like, you know, stocks that have potential to grow their revenues every year. And when they grow revenues, they grow in double digits. Like, they are fast growth companies. Not a lot of them on the Nigerian Stock Exchange.
They have a proper track record. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're probably very innovative. They're looking at things that maybe you feel like, you know, we might need in years to come, right? So you also have some good stocks here though, like stocks, a few of them, stocks that not necessarily because they are producing anything fundamental that is going to change the way we and I live, because I don't know what company that is in Nigeria.
Rentable,
but,
thank you very much. Look, I'm telling you, that has revolutionized the world.
Oh, please.
My
even
India
this
has
COVID,
been stolen in China.
This COVID
it's been
era.
Stolen in South Korea.
It didn't work.
They're using...
Who was rented?
Yeah, you can rent right now. You can rent mother-in-laws. You can rent booze. You can rent people for funerals. I'm telling you, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Thank me later.
Please, nobody, don't invest.
I'm telling you, rentable is the way forward. But anyways, moving on. Right, another question here. It says, considering the unusual circumstances that the world is going through following the coronavirus outbreak, what are the tips, and he says, possible industry-related sector, unrelated, for the average investor, especially for people looking to invest small amounts consistently moving forward from this pandemic with an eye on the likelihood of another global recession? So he's
That's like an article, man. Jeez.
Yeah, so it's basically... the tips you have for him in either the industry related tips or sector related tips going forward, because basically after this is done, we're technically going to be in another recession. I mean, with the way the world is looking, with the markets and everything.
Yeah.
So how does he position himself for that, knowing fully well we're going?
I guess you gotta identify those sectors that are gonna be very exposed to to recession. Mm-hmm. Identify those sectors and try as much as possible to avoid limit your exposure to a lot of those sectors. You don't want to be too exposed to them.
Okay.
And then economic recessions, crises usually create opportunities for new millionaires, billionaires. Mm-hmm. It's always there. So.
Well, is it because of the way that sounded? Yeah, of course. Now, what do you mean? But how exactly does that happen? With global recessions, how do you create? Is it from being able to buy or invest because things have gone down?
Well, so follow the money basically, okay, and understand where government policy is basically pushing money into, and then position yourself. Look, 5-6 years ago, a lot of all these agrotech companies never existed.
True, and now
And then government policy in 2015 was pushed towards agriculture and all that, and then you see a lot of them come into that space and then basically just take over how people invest money now. So it's something similar. So you got to look at where's government looking at in terms of investments, and then where are people interested in? Like
well,
we said,
right now, agreed.
But
even during the pandemic, I read an article saying that we're actually doing well with exports and with money coming in from agriculture even now.
Well, I mean, I don't know who's saying that, though, because we haven't seen any data yet. But yeah, I mean, in terms of exports, of course, we've done better than we did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Perhaps still not enough. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But to his question, you've got to look at those areas, industries where
there's a focus.
Where you're going to see a lot of, focus, government focus, private sector focus. And then, that's where probably where you want to be. And then look at what people really need now. I mean, you got to be very innovative at this point. Mm-hmm. What exactly do people need? I think that, the entertainment sector is one area that, entertainment and creative sector is one area that you want to, really look at. Definitely. Not too very sure about the value chain right now and how the money flows and how secure that is. But I think that is one sector that is just waiting for some kind of, explosion. So it's already happening, but you gotta look at that as well. And then look at your debt. Look at how you're funding for your funding structure. Funding structure in typically this kind of recession that we're seeing might be an inflationary one, which is what economists call stagflation. So where you see high inflation and then low growth. So you're probably gonna see see that, and then be careful about where you put your money as well, so that your money doesn't just get eroded by inflation.
Especially
and
then, because it's doing small amounts.
But I'll say it's pretty important that you hold a lot of cash this period.
Foreign exchange.
I told you that didn't I last time I was on the show. You gotta hold your cash right now. Hold a lot of cash
foreign
right
exchange,
now.
Foreign exchange.
Yeah, if you can hold foreign exchange, hold it. I mean, like, don't go and do black market. I didn't tell you to do it too. But you can hold foreign exchange. You can have that kind of balanced portfolio. You want to go into that. Yeah. And Sadiq, by the way, I opened my first crypto.
Oh, really? Wait. Your own cryptocurrency?
No. I decided to personal, because usually I invest through funds, right? I said,
you're going in.
Me, Ugodre, I am going into crypto.
I said you have started your own crypto, I will just throw my TV. So please, take it. Let's do something. Yeah, next question. We're running out of time. What revolutionary products can be introduced to the bank? This person is a banker. Looking to secure his job. And he says, what revolutionary products can be introduced to the banking sector to spark client investment interest?
I think that for me though, banking, like I had a few attended a few retreats for some banks as guest speaker early this year, and one of the things that I told some of the executives of these banks is that you've got to be able to create use your platform and, you know, turn your bank into a platform kind of business. So platform business is basically, you know, your customer. So let's say like you've got a bank that, you know, the customer is, you know,
so like we're talking specifically the age range of your customers.
Understand. So Sadiq and Charles are my customers, right? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. they bank with me.
Yeah.
I see what they spend their money on. So Sadiq spends a lot of his money on movies, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then Charles likes to go to strip bars, right? And then I say, oh, okay, this is what they like. This is basically what they spend their money on. Why is that so funny? I'm just making this an example.
Yeah, I know it's an example, yes. Should
I switch it? Like, you like strip bars?
No,
like,
because it wouldn't really work out that way. It's perfect the way you put it.
Perfect.
That's why I'm laughing.
Okay, so I kind of nailed it on the head. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Right, so you now start to tailor make your products to those guys, right?
So, so you can offer and then you get like to people who want.
I don't know, like committee of strip club people, bring them together, have a seminar and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
have like
okay,
a fair, you know, like committee of movie, like all sorts of stuff. And then you don't only sell credit to Sadiq and Charles.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a whole lot of stuff that you open up. And that's why you see today banks do food fair, drink fair.
Because they're looking at the customers.
Yeah, because they know these customers. Like, they have like a million plus customers. I'm like, why do I only have to sell?
Yeah, so I can do,
just about anything to them. And guess what? So when you create that kind of hub where everybody comes to, right, and trade, then it's a plugin. So the bank sells its POS, the bank has SMEs come on board, open accounts, all those SMEs. And so it's like exponential growth. So that's where banking has got to go.
Like an ecosystem.
Yeah, so bank is going to leverage a lot on their data, and they're doing that now. So they're harnessing a lot of their data, understanding their customer dynamics, their customer needs, how they spend money, where, and all, because they have all the data with them. Customers don't even know.
True.
Right? Yeah, and they can tell you, like,
it's like what they did to us with Facebook. You
exactly.
Know?
There's this story.
We didn't have any idea.
There's this story of a guy who was getting mails from, he was in the US, getting mails from Target, right?
Yeah.
And the nose
where,
the Target store, and he was, you know, pregnancy related stuff, and he was like, why do you keep sending me this stuff? We were sending him, like, you know, new baby pictures, new baby diapers, like he was about to have a baby. And he was like, what the hell? Like,
what's going on?
Dude lives alone. You know what I mean? Like, why are they sending him this stuff?
And
at some point, he got really pissed, and then he went to Target, and I was like, why are you sending me, like, nobody's like. I'm not pregnant. I'm a guy. I live alone. Nobody's pregnant. It's like, oh my God, we're sorry. And they looked at their system and said, like, but I mean, like, somebody with this mailing address, you know, is about to, it's probably pregnant or about to get pregnant, because she's been searching for
this,
you know, stuff. And then that's why I was like, nobody is just like, we're sorry, but like, do you let anybody use your address? Oh yeah, my daughter, but she's in college.
He's a superstar. Amazing.
Yeah, so
amazing.
That's data for you, man.
Wow.
So like, that's like, they don't even know who the person is, but your search history, you know, and
the
things like that, they figured out what can even know what child you want to have just by your search history.
Funny thing is, I'm not even kidding. I've seen documentaries about the data that they collect. They actually know us better than we do.
Of course, they know.
Down to the times where you're most susceptible to specific ads.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. So they know if you wake up at like 7 a.m., hunger has captured, or not throw advert there specifically for you.
It's data.
So I guess that's
where banking is going to head to.
So it's not really just banks. It's everyone.
Everyone. But I mean, but banks are super, super, super positioned
because
to harness this, because they have that data. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And utilities as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sadly, we can't take any more questions. I apologize. Wish I could take a couple phone calls as well, but yes, run out of time. Thank you again, Ugodre. Good to
be back
inside the Astral Studio.
So next week we have someone else next week who's going to be joining us. Trying to spice this up a little bit.
Okay,
what do you think? Tired of seeing you.
It's all right. Don't worry, I understand. You see, that's why I say we have to rent a boo. Eh? Contact me, we'll rent somebody for the show.
Whatever. All right, Lagos, see you. Oh, my God, the spot guys are here.
Yes. We'll have to do this. So tell them, how do they reach? How do they send questions?
Oh, yes, please. As usual, if you got questions, you know, go to Niametrics on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Send a question there, and they will... you know, put it together, and then we can have your question on the show. You can also go into my own DM and ask me a question at Ugodre, and I'll respond to you. What does Charles?
Apparently, Charles has a masked question.
Okay.
I have a question. How do I convert or invest my 1 naira to make it 1 million?
I think it's a completely different show. You need to ask that question on another show.
I mean, like, there are answers for everything, right?
Okay.
So you got to look for a cryptocurrency, right? That, you know, maybe, who knows, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, could give you that kind of return. That's the only thing I think I can give you this kind of return, Charles.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Everyday Money Matters. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening in. We'll be back again next week. And don't forget, send your questions in. It doesn't have to be on the day. All right. So do keep the Six Lagos Talks 91.3. Money, money, money.